When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Jeremy says, I'm struggling with people leaving me on red, R-E-A-D, like they've read the message. I'm struggling with people reading my messages and not responding to my messages. Let's just say it that way. After expressing interest in my products, how can I get them to respond without being spammy? Okay. So anyone ever struggle with that? You ever struggle with someone reading your messages, but they don't actually respond to them? Or is it just Jeremy? Is Jeremy unique? Is Jeremy the only one? There's a couple of things that you can do there, right? And so one is you may say, even though you already know the answer, you may say, hey, just want to make sure you saw this message. Now, you already know the answer. You know they did. But I will tell you, though, there is validity to asking that question, because there are definitely times that I open up like Facebook Messenger and I see a message and I click and it looks like I read it, but I look at it and I don't remember reading it. I don't remember seeing it. So I don't know if I accidentally, you know, stumbled and tripped and you know, clicked it or something. And so there is validity to asking that question. Hey, just want to make sure you saw this. So let's say that they also read that message and don't respond, right? So I'm going to give you a couple different punches here. The next would be, hey, you know, looks like this may not be something that you're interested in any longer. I'm just going to mark you off my list, but I wish you the very best. Hey, this seems to be something you're no longer interested in. I'm just going to mark you off my list, but I wish you the very best. Now, that's the message that'll get the most responses, because for whatever psychological reason, people hate being marked off lists. People experience FOMO, fear of missing out. And it also doesn't mean you mark them off the list. The only people I mark off the list, there's three, actually, three types. And so you don't mark them off the list. But what you would do is, and especially if they've expressed interest in your product, is if they don't respond to that one, which a good percentage of them will respond to that one, but if they don't respond to that one, then go back, like, you know, maybe, or not go back, but you know, wait like 3 months and say, hey, at one point in time, you express interest in blank, and blank needs to be the solving of a problem. So don't say, hey, at one point in time, you express interest in purchasing my shampoo. Don't say that. At one point in time, you express interest in buying my meal replacement powder. Don't say that. They were never that interested in that. But you could say, at one point in time, you express interest in losing weight. At one point in time, you express interest in upgrading your hair, making your skin creamier, whatever, right? Whatever verbiage you use. And so you can go back to them with that. Okay. And so you don't ever have to, but the three types, that's where I was going. I'm like, where is I going with this? Three types. So if someone's really rude, if someone's like, you MNF-er, I hate your guts, blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't want that energy in my team. So you're out. I'm going to say, all right, yeah. I'm not going to communicate with you. I don't want you in my team. Number two, if I'm building, right, when I was actively building a network marketing business and I either found out or learned that they were already in a network marketing business, I would stop following up with them, right? And number three, if they pass away, I mean, some people I would go to message and I see that, oh, okay, let's stop. That only makes sense, doesn't it? And so those are the only three cases that I would actually mark someone off the list. But you saying that is a very powerful trigger, you know, for them to say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Hit that like button if that was helpful.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.